This is Parsha. This Parsha's Vayetze. But I'm going to start by reading the previous Parsha. So, in the Mafti of the previous Parsha, it says, Vayishma Yaakov el Aviv. Yaakov listened to his father, Ve'elimot, his mother, Ve'elech, Padan Aram. He went to Padan Aram to love him, to go get married. Ve'yar Esav Kiraot Benot Canaan Be'enei Yitzchak Aviv, saw that they weren't good, the daughters of Canaan, and the eyes of Yitzchak his father. Ve'yelech Esav el Yishmael, and Esav went to Yishmael. Ve'yikach et Machlat bat Yishmael, he took as a wife Machlat bat Yishmael ben Avram achot Nabayot al nashav lo leisha. So we see that Esav goes now to Yishmael, and Rashi goes into a whole drosh here, working out from the death of Yishmael, right? Mm-hmm. To Yaakov Avinu, and he realizes there's Yud Dalet Shana missing. And Yashi comes to tell us that these Yud Dalet Shana, these 14 years, Yaakov studied Torah, right? Mm-hmm. And then later here in Parshas Vayetze, then we have some of this Parshas Vayetze Yaakov. So I heard in the name of Moshe Shapiro, B'Shem Agro. The Gro says this is the Makor for the final goddess. The final goddess is the goddess of the Chibu, the connection of Esav with Yishmael. I.e., Esav is the male, and Yishmael is the female. What does that mean? The male is always represents the potency. I.e., the male represents that which is really the koach, the strength behind the scenes, so to speak. The female is the expressor of the male. So the connection of Esav with Yishmael is that Esav is the one who's behind the scenes doing things, and Yishmael is the one who we're feeling the suffering from. The Midrash here in Parshas told us, it says that Esav gives his knife to Yishmael. We never hear of a knife by Yishmael. So he gives his knife to Yishmael, and he tells him to deal with Klal Yisrael. So this goddess we're in is the goddess of Esav and Yishmael. But the tzar that we're feeling, the suffering that we're feeling, we're going to feel that from Yishmael. But it's Esav behind the scenes who's causing Yishmael to do this. And then we have Yetzer Yaakov. Rashi comes now to tell us that these 14 years that Yaakov learned B'Shem Va'eva was before Golas Yaakov. Why he needed that? Because when Yaakov's going to Golas, he needed protection. The protection from this final Golas is Torah. Now, Yud Dalet Shana is a very interesting number. Yud Dalet is Yad, a hand. A hand, when you have a hand on something, hand represents dominion. You have a dominion. It's not Stam Torah. The Torah that Yaakov learned was Torah, Rashi says. Yifgav makom, Rashi says. Vayashan, right? He slept there. So Rashi there says, what? This is the first time he's sleeping. The 14 years, he was B'Shem Ha'eva, he didn't sleep. That was Torah b'Mesiris Nefesh that we don't understand. So we have to learn that this final Golas, what's going to help us against Yishmael v'Esav, right, is Torah with Mesiris Nefesh. That's the only thing that's going to help us against this Chibur, this connection of Esav and Yishmael. So now, in order to understand the galus of Yishmael and the galus of Esav, the chibur, to understand that later on, let's start with Esav. So Esav, we see in Parshas Vayishlach, right? Esav, after, you know, there's an acceptance, he accepts the matanot from Yaakov, and it seems shenichmeru, he's like more accepting of the situation. Yeah? So then it says, at the end of the Pasuk here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, yeah? Yud Aleph, it says, Kachna et Birkati, Asher Huvat Lach, take the broch that I gave you, the present, Ki Hanani Elohim, Hashem gave me grace, Ki Yeshli Kol, right? This is Esau speaking, I have all, no, Yaakov, I have Kol, Yeshli Kol, I have all that I need. V'yitzabo v'yikach, and he pleaded with him, and Esav took the presents. V'yomer, and Esav says, Nisa v'nelcha v'elcha l'negdecha. Let's go, and I will go against you, go with you. V'yomer alav. So Esav suggested to Yaakov, let's go together. V'yomer alav, Adoni, and Yaakov says to him, my master, Yodeh ki ha'yeladim rakim, the children are soft. V'atzon v'apaka alot alai. V'davkum yom echad v'meitu kol atzon. And, you know, you will go quickly and all the tzon will die. So then he says, you go ahead and I'll go. So it's either Esav went Seira to Seir, which is interesting. The Lashon of Seir. There's a lashon of l'si'irim. Si'irim, you sacrifice the si'irim, because it means they represent like the si'ir izim, represents like sa'ar. Sa'ar represents the dinim, mokum hara. And Yaakov went to Sukkot. Yaakov went to Sukkot, right? Sukkot, as we know, what Sukkot means, Sukkot is protection, represents protection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And, that's it. Says Chazal here, a very important thing. The final goddess, Esav, is going to say, come with me. Be like me. Kenegdi, against me. He opens the doors to Yaakov. The doors of the emancipation. He opens his doors. Tells Yaakov, come be like me. Esav, the shorish of all Western thought, I mean, that's Esav's Western world. The shorish of all the Western world, all the ideologies, the Greeks. The Greek ideology is that they wanted to separate Klal Yisrael. We're not doing Hanukkah now, but they wanted to separate Klal Yisrael. Hichshich einehem, says Chazal. They darkened their eyes. They wanted to separate Klal Yisrael. That separation, Klal Yisrael, from the Torah, from Shabbos, from Rosh Chodesh, from Mila, right? From all spiritual connection. Right? From all the spiritual connections. They mentioned also by Yavan, there was a they wanted to separate the connection between a husband and a wife. So before a woman get married, they would take her to the Agmon, the leader, whatever, he would do whatever he did with her. They wanted to be metame. They wanted to separate. Kedushin, marriage is Kedusha. They wanted to bring Tumah. They wanted to bring Atima, separation between the husband and wife. So there wouldn't be Kedusha between them. All of these things they did to separate Klal Yisrael from any form of spiritual connection. That's Esav. Esav, they didn't want to, the Greeks didn't want to kill us. They want us to be like us, like them. Mityavnim, they want us to become like them. That's the generation we live in. They open the universities, you know. And I don't want to say it, but they use us. All their good ideas, or many of them, come from Yidden. Ad kadei kach, that we're so, because there's a concept that the Ra, the Klipa, the Ra, gets its unique, gets its sustenance from Kedusha. That's where it gets its koch. So Chas v'Sharav, Klal Yisrael, are so much like the Goyim. They have a lot of koch, because they get the koch from us. And if you understand a little bit, all the major firms, all the major ideas, all the major things in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Or most of them come from Klal Yisrael. I.e. we're helping Esav to build his world. The Jews made America a superpower. Einstein, Bohr, Oppenheimer, nuclear weapons. The Jews, the German Jews. Similar in Germany. The Jews were very, very important in Germany. They didn't realize anything was happening. Same thing in America. Jews are very important. Most of the, you know, the film industry. Film industry has a big hashpa, has more influence than mm-hmm. probably the American, you know, a good film has more influence than probably any president has.
Mm-hmm.
Has effect. Well, the iPhone didn't change the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was in the Jews, but Apple's started with this Steve Jobs and another Jew. Google's Jews. Intel's Jews.
Yes.
Facebook's Jews. Even in the realm of science and technology, we're feeding them. We're making them into, we're giving him Ace of his Koach. We're becoming Ace of Dick. We're becoming like them. Mm-hmm. We're not building ourselves. Those people aren't building the Torah. They're giving Esav Koach. Now Esav can go into every single house through the internet, through the search engine, through Google, through whatever. That's the terrible thing. Oh. So the fight with Esav is to keep our identity. Esav wants to say, look at the world. Like Yavin, look at the world, see the world for the world itself. That's Amalek, which is the Shoresh, the head of Esav, the head of all the Umas, is Amalek. Am Shemalek, a people that cuts us off from our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's Yishmael? Yishmael says, Chazal, speak about the name Yishmael. Yishmael is Yishmael. A Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillahs because of the tzaras, the suffering the Yishmael calls us. Yishmael will cause us to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Yishmael. He causes us. He is the expression of Esav. Esav does nothing, so to speak. Nothing. He sits behind. Who creates all the problems with the Jews and the Arabs? It's Esav. They started in the Medina Yisrael, beginning of the Medina. They made the problems. The English, they made the problems. They didn't want a Jewish nation in the middle of the world with all this Arab oil and all these resources behind. And we were friendly with the Arabs. We could have been mashpia on the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
We'd been little Japan in the middle of the world. We'd have conquered all of Europe. I forget America. We'd have been a tremendous superpower here. They didn't want that. And the Arabs, first of all, the Arabs in Israel are the most educated Arabs in the whole Middle East. You don't have middle class Arabs. You don't have such doctors. We have the best, they're the best Arab doctors. Then in the whole Middle East, they don't have such educated Arabs in the Arab countries like they have here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if they were friendly with the Arabs and the oil and the manpower would have changed all of the Middle East? It would have been the production center of the whole world. With cheap labor and stuff like that. They didn't want that. They stopped it. They made fights. And the same thing they do with the Arabs. It's all about money. The same thing they do with the Arabs. They keep them in this hierarchy of a very weak government. Mm-hmm. Not government. Dictatorship. And a lot of peasants. It's very easy to overthrow that. Because you're only the few ruling over the majority. That's how they keep them in power. They can put the oil prices low. Russia and America, you know, in. So it's all about the oil prices. It's all about money. It's all about me having dominion over the oil. Yishmael, right? There's a little good in Yishmael. They believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The belief that comes from their own ritzonus, though, from their own will. So what they feel is what God says. But there is a Shorosh HaTov, the fact that they believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they see a chibur to the spiritual world. What they think of the spiritual world at 70, whatever, you know, that's a little problematic. And their own ritzon, their will. Yishmael also is called Pera Adam. Esav, the Gemara says, he makes order in the world. He builds bridges, he makes merchatzot, he makes an order in the world. Yishmael destroys order. So the fight between, there's a fight because of that between Yishmael and Esav. There's a fight of order and disorder. Yishmael wants the physical for the physical. And his rotzen is so much that even the spiritual is physical for him. Because that's his inner rotzen. He wants the physical world for the physical. He's shafel. He's a low person. Umashvelet Gemara calls the Arabs, right? Esav wants the physical also for the physical. But he puts order in the physical. It's as if I'm doing good to the world. Look, he shows his hooves. Mm-hmm. I'm a good guy. He makes order, makes universities, everything's at the top. But what happens? He does the same as the Arabs, just in a looking kosher way. So you have discos, you have college things. And he does the same thing what the Arabs do with the girls. The same thing, just does it in a kosher way. Or seemingly kosher way. He shows his hooves. Yishmael does it straight. Doesn't, God says me to do this. God says my will is this. To take all these women, do whatever I want. That's God's will. To blow up. Yes, very good. Like you said, that he took a wife when his father was 40. So he took a wife when he was 40. In the meantime, he was stealing wives from other people. He looked kosher. He looks kosher. How you take Maisa from Saul. Esav looks kosher. He thinks high ideas, right? He talks about high ideas. But when it comes to it, if you look deep down, there's nothing real about it all. It's just an idea. It's not halacha l'maisa. Even their religion, the religion of Esau, it's intrinsic to that religion that you can't change, that you're doomed to failure. You can't change. You can't change yourself. The only person, you have to believe in this to go to heaven. Because you, per se, can't change yourself. That's how their religion is. That's how they are. They're not going to change. They're too stooped in the physical. And that's what they want. They want the physical. They just want to show, kibyechol, that they're clean. They're doing proper things. So you have all this shtuyot about saving the whale, saving the lion, right? But they don't really care about slave labor in China. They don't really care about Africans being killed. They don't really care. They just have to appear that they care. Really care? They don't care. They didn't even cause some of the things. What, 300,000 Arabs being killed, they care? They caused it. They're there, causing it. Oh, they care about people being killed, ethics, right? They're the ones who cause it all. So we see from Chazal this suffering that Yishmael causes us, will cause us to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now there's two things that the fight that Yaakov has, we see from previous parasha. Kol Yaakov, Kenegad Yadayim the Esav, the call of Torah and Tefillah. That's the call, that's the inner call of Yaakov. That's the call that we need, the call of Torah, because Torah shows us the connection of the physical to the spiritual. That's Kenegad Esav, who says there's only a physical world for the sake of the physical. And Kenegad Yishmael is our Tefillah. So without the suffering, we get to the level of Tefillah. We don't need the suffering of Yishmael. Mm-hmm. So the call of Torah and the call of Tefillah is that's what we need to fight in Golos Esav Yishmael. Mm-hmm. You understand? So now Yaakov, he's going Harana. Now we know Haran is a place where you see in the end of Parshas, no, just before Parshas Lech Lecha, right? Right? Yemot Terah b'Charan, and Rashi says Charan represents Nun Afuchel. Ad Kan Charon Af Shal Mokom. So Haran represents Haran Avshalmochum. Harana, when Yaakov went to Haran, he wanted to finally fix the Haran Av. Because we said that before Avraham Avinu was Alpaim, was 2,000 years of Tohu, of, how do you say it, the nothingness in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Then there came 2,000 years of Torah. So Yaakov, the Bechir Avos, the who represents Amud HaTorah. So now the Torah is coming befall into the world through Yaakov, right? So he now can fix in Haran. He can fix completely the kas, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his Torah, what does Torah mean? Torah means the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in the world. Yaakov represents that. And because Yaakov took the brachas of Esau, like we saw in last week's parasha, Yaakov's involvement in the physical world. Now Yaakov going into Golus, right? He's completely involved in the physical. But Yaakov now davens before he goes to Golus, right? He wants to daven, and we'll see what happens. So Yaakov is going to Haran, and Rashi says it's an amazing thing. Yeah? Keshava Yaakov al Beis HaMikdash. Madu lo ikfa. Why didn't he stop there? Sham. Ihu lo yaiv libe. He didn't put his heart to it. Litpalel b'mokom shitpalu avotav. Why? He says he didn't put his heart. U'min ha-shamayim yakvu. And God kept him there. Ihu ad Haran azal. He went to Yaakov to Haran. Like, and what happens? Then he was stopped at Beit El. Says Rashi, and kafza mokom amigdash mitachat ragalav. And that's what it means. Vayivka b'makom ahu. He met that place. Very weird. And from this we learn from Chazal, the Yaakov tiken alvis. He fixed the evening prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The very, very strange. And then we see he sleeps there. He sleeps there. And he takes. So we see the pasuk says, right? Right, it says here, "Yivka b'makom v'yalan sham, ki ba'ashemesh." The shemesh came, right? V'yikach. I mean, it was shokeh the shemesh shelo beito. It came quickly down, right? V'yikach me'avne amakom. It took from the stones of the place. V'yasem b'roshotav. He put them on his heads. V'yishka b'makom ahu. Right, and now Yaakov has a dream. This is a dream of the Golos. Right, the final goddess which Yaakov's in, and the goddess of his children. And then we see afterwards that these many stones that he put, right? It says, Ve'yashkem Yaakov Baboke, right? First of all, Ve'yikatz Yaakov Mishnato, Pasuk Tezayin. And he says, Ve'yom Achen Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, V'anichi Lo Yada, I didn't know. Ve'yer, Ve'yom Ma Nora Makom. Nora, that's Makom HaMikdash. Nora is Loshen of Ma Nora Mokom Hazeh. That's how Chazal know this is Mokom HaMikdash. Ein Zeh Ki'im Beit Elokim. This is the house of God. V'zeh Sha'a Shamayim. Mokom HaMikdash is the Sha'a Shamayim, the gates to heavens. And now it says, V'yashkem Yaakov HaBoke V'yikach Et HaEven. Now it's one Even. Asher Sam Marashota V'yisem Oto Matzeva Yimedu Matzeva Yitzok Arv Shemen V'arosho. Right? And now Yaakov says, V'yido Yaakov Posukaf. Yaakov makes a neder, lemor im yeh elokim imadi, if God will be with me, v'shamrani b'derech, you guard me in my ways, right? Asher anochi olech, v'natani lechem le'achol, bread to eat, beged l'bosh. Enough sustenance, pure, simple sustenance. V'shafti v'shalom l'beit, avi, and I'll come back in peace, what it means in peace, shalem b'gufi, shalem b'mamoni, shalem that I won't have love and won't have an effect on me, right? Bizarre. There won't be any effect on me and my children. The Shvatim will come and will be complete. Vaya Hashem li Elokim, and this Even Asher Samti Matzeva Yeh Beit Elokim will be the house of God. V'kol Asher Titen li Aseh Aseh Nolach. I'll give you Maestros, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, this is all before Yaakov's going to the Goddess of Love.
Mm-hmm.
So we see two things. We see Yaakov preparing himself with Torah. And now he's going to Haran to fix the Alpayim Shana of Torah. Mm-hmm. This is We don't have the Charon Af of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Not the Nun Hafucha. There's no... I explained once the Nun Hafucha, the opposite Nun, right? The opposite Nun, there's Nun Chevron. There's the Nun which is the Chibur of the Nun to the higher worlds. And there's the Nun Hafucha, which is the connection to the lower worlds. Rachel was the, you know, 50 Sharim, the 50 gates. Remember I explained that? Like we have 50 days, 49 days before we come to Shavuos, and there's Matan Torah on the 50th day.
Right.
The giving of the Torah represents a complete connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Shar Hanun, the gate of the 50 gates. 50 Hamishar Shari Bina, right? That's a place of complete connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it represents. Or now there's the 49th levels of impurity when we go to Mitzrayim. So the 50th represents that we've lost. We're lost completely. So the Shara Nun, there's just as there's going up, connecting Kodesh Baruch Hu, Has V'Shalom, there's going down and disconnecting. If you're at the 50th low, you're completely disconnected. Klal Yisrael Kimat were there before they came out of Yitzrayim. They were on the 49th. Mm-hmm. That's where we came out, B'Chipazon. We're taken out before time. Anyway, so now, what we see here is another thing. Yaakov, in going there, Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped him. He said, no. Don't go first to Haran to fix Torah. You need first the preparation. You should be in the Makom HaMikdash. You need tefillah. And now we see all these avonim, which is a very strange thing. All these avonim were put on his head, and they became one matzeva. They're like fort. So what's this concept? There's when people, what's this concept of like fighting and then becoming one? Normally you think fighting is like disparity. Depends what you're fighting. If you're fighting over Gemara to understand the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a machlokus, which is Lashem Shamayim. It's all going for one kivun to understand the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Same thing. All these Avanim were fighting to be mishabed themselves to Yaakov, who was mishabed, who nullified himself to the Ratzon and the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov was Bechira Avos, representing Torah. So this fighting was not a fighting of disconnect. This was a fighting of connecting. They all wanted to connect to that unity which was represented in Yaakov. And that unity was represented in Yaakov is in this place, the Bechir Avos, who represented this unity, this complete connection of Torah to the physical world, of Kodesh Baruch Hu's will to the physical world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was the one who was brought to Beis HaMikdash before he went to fix in Haran. He was brought to the Beis HaMikdash, right? V'yifga b'makom. And what's v'yifga b'makom? The makom came, bumped into him, so to speak. Machlokas. Or he bumped into the place, Rashi. Or he went to the place and bumped into it. I don't know what the machlokas is, right? What's the basis of the machlokas? But we see here that he slept. And he dreamt a dream. And he saw this sulam. He saw this is the Shara Shamayim. This is the place of connection, heaven and earth. This is Makom HaMikdash. So the place of connection is the place of Shlemus. That's a place where Elyonim, the higher worlds, and the lower worlds, Tachtonim, the lower worlds, are completely connected and one with each other. So that's the place where this Evan becomes one. Because this is the place of complete connection. And Dafka Yaakov, who is Shalom Ba'avas, was the person who saw this complete connection. You with me? And that was the dream that he saw. This was the place of complete connection of heavens and earth. And that Yaakov needed before he went into Golus. Why he needed that? Because the whole purpose of the final Golus is to bring us to here. The whole purpose that the world will come to its final unity, its final connection of heaven and earth. U'bayomahu, that's Yomot HaMashiach, and that day, Hashem Echad, God's will be one with all of us, U'shmo Echad, and the tachlis of the world, the purpose of the world will be one. I'll be so clear that the physical world, it's all that what's here is mshubed, is nullified, and it being expressed by the spiritual. In the spiritual. The spiritual being expressed in it, sorry. Yaakov, before he went to fix in Haran, before he went to fix the world with Torah, he had to see where the world is going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tefillah. Tefillah, when we're davening, we're not in the physical world. Tefillah is to have that view of the spiritual, to have that connection with the spiritual. That's why in Shulchan Aruch it says that when a person davens, it's kimat ve'it pashet mir. He like removes his physicality and he connects to the spiritual worlds. That's what Yaakov was doing here. There was a complete connection in order to, that's what tefillah is, in order when you come back to the physical world, you realize that that's where you're going. That's what tefillah is here. Now, why Davka Maariv? Why does Yaakov have to fix Maariv? Maariv is, and it's Rishus. We say the Maariv and Rishus, I mean, you don't have to have a Maariv. Why Shacharis is Chova? Mincha is Chova, right? Avraham Tiken Shacharis, Yitzhak Tiken Mincha. Yaakov Tiken Maariv, fixed Maariv. Maariv Rishus, you don't have to do it, because it's a big difference. Shacharis is Lagid Chasdecha Babok. You tell, you praise the Kodesh Baruch for all the chesed it's you. When you eat and you're satisfied, you're mechuyev to mevarech. You're obligated to bracha, right? You have to make a bracha. You ate, you got something. When the Kodesh Baruch does you all this chesed, you're mechuyev to mevarech. You're mechuyev to thank him. Mm-hmm. That's shacharis, right?
Mm-hmm.
In mincha, right? And that's the tamid shel shacharis. The tamid shel shacharis. Tamid shel bein arbayim. Right? You still as man of chesed, you're still as man of giving. There's more din. What do you mean there's more din? The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you good, you do bad, he gets patches. But you still thank him for the good. And even the patches you thank him for, because that those patches bring you back to the good.
Mm-hmm.
Maariv is complete darkness. No light, no kesher. There's no kiviyachol, no kesher. Even in the darkest moments of Galus, which this is Yaakov's going into, there's a tefillah. But that tefillah cannot be an obligation, because you don't feel the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't see him. There's a hest upon him. There's a darkness. That's why it's emunatecha b'leilot. Emuna is not something you can be obligated on. Belief in a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the darkest of times is not something a person can be obligated on. But when a person comes to that hakara, to that recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's with him, even in the darkest moments, that's the geula from the goddess. That's Maariv. Therefore, Maariv has to be Rishus, because it's a recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he kiviyachol isn't around. It's a recognition, even in the darkest moments, when you feel you don't feel the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. There's an itorarut that you realize that God is here with you, even in your darkest moments. That's an emuna. God will help you. Even the darkest moments in Auschwitz, even the hardest times of a person's life, a person doesn't seem that God's doing anything. People saw the most ridiculous tsaros, and yet they davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That you can't be mechayev a person, that you can't obligate a person.
Mm-hmm.
That depends on a person's emuna. That's what it means by Maariv being rishus. You mean it? It's not a chiyuv.
Yes.
So now, Yaakov's going now into the goddess of Levan. He has his two preparations. He davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he would protect him. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him. They protect him. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. Yaakov lifted up his legs. Vayelech out of naked. And Rashi says, what do you mean, Vayisa Yaakov? Mishinit Baseh Beshura Tova. He was given this good news. Shuhuftach, he was promised Beshmira. He was promised his protection. Nasalibo et Raglav. His heart lifted up his legs. Right. Not his legs lifted up his heart. His heart lifted up his legs. Vanase Kal Lelechet. And it was easy for him to go. That means we have to see something. The way a person thinks makes him easier.
Mm-hmm.
If a person feels good about his life, he feels happy about himself, it's easy for him to go. He doesn't. There's no kvedus, there's no heaviness on him. When a person feels connected with his creator, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to protect me, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with me, He can go into Golos and go to the deepest of Golos. He has that connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means, is libo, right? Nasa libo et raglav. He had the emunah. He has, like we said, that's in the Mariv. Mariv is what? This is the prayer that he made. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will save him, will look after him, will keep him shalom. Begufo, b'mamono, ubezar'o. Shalom in physicality and in ruchnius, and in his children. When he had all of this, that emunah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you got, that's the Tfilis Marit, that's the emunah. Even going to the darkest of places, Yaakov's going to the darkest of Golos, Lavan. Yaakov managed with Esav. He managed to cheat Esav in the Bechorah, v'yachkameini. Look how Lavan cheated him. Look what he did to him, Lavan. Kimat, like we learned in the Haggadah, Lavan wanted the ochre at a call. I heard in the name of the Groh, the goddess of Lavan is the Shorish of the goddess Mitzrayim, which is the Shorish of all the goddesses. So now what we're reading here in this parasha is speaking not only about the final goddess, but speaking of the Shorish of all the goddesses, this parasha, with Yaakov. It's Maisa Avos, Siman Labanim. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
That Yaakov and all the Avos, where they met the Zivug on the Be'er, right, which is very interesting. Why the bear? So we know from the previous parasha, when parasha's told us, we didn't learn that so much, but we saw that it mentioned the Ramban, the digging these wells was a Mokom HaMikdash. That's what these three wells represented, the three Bati Mikdashos. Remember we spoke about that? So the well represents the Mikdash, represents the Mokom Ruchani. Why the Avos were meeting at the wells, the Zivug? Why? What's this? Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the Avos at the well, with Yitzhak we saw he met by the wells. Why wells? It says that this, the well which represents the Mokom HaMikdash. Mokom HaMikdash is the place of the Chibur, the connection, the spiritual to the physical, the Zivug. The connection means the Zivug. That means, since the well represents this Zivug, the well represents this action of connection, right? The connection of the physical to the spiritual, the connection of a man and a wife. The wife always represents more the physical world, because she's the expression of a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Zacha represents like Zeche, means memory, that's Gemara, right? Zacha, Zecha, Amalek, right? The Gemara and Baba Basra. Zacha, male, represents memory. Memory represents potency, right? Your zikaron, your potency, your what you have in here is your potency for expression. Your memory is your potency for expression. Nekeva is like, means whole, means that which can be received and can receive all expression. You with me? So the male is the express, the female is that which is being expressed. She's expressed in the physical. So the connection of a man to a woman, a proper connection, is a man represents the Torah. He's bringing the Torah into the world, and she's the expresser of his Torah. So like you were saying, the well represents the expression of the higher spiritual worlds. Beis HaMikdash represents the Torah, because the line, the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash, Ramban says, is the Shechina was on Har Sinai, the expression of the Torah in the physical world. So this well represents the place of the connection of the physical to the spiritual. Now Yaakov comes here, and he waits for all of them to gather around, right? That's what Pasuk says, right? So first of all, Yaakov asked them, why are you working so little? You know, lo et esef amikni. It's not time to stop working, to gather all the tzon. Hashku atzon v'luchu v'ru'u. Feed and go and work. So he says, v'yomru, lo nuchal. We're not able. Ad asher yasfu kol adarim. All the people for who were the shepherds. V'garlu et ha'evin. And we remove this stone from the Be'er. So now there's this big stone that has to be removed, and all of them had to come around to do it. V'hishkinu atzon, and then we can feed the tzon. Right? V'odeinu medabeimam. He's still speaking with them. V'rachel ba imat atzon. Rachel's coming with atzon. Asher l'avia ki ro'ahi. She's a shepherd, which is very strange. He didn't have any sons, so she had to look after it, Chazal tell us. But it's still very strange. V'yikasher ra'ah Yaakov et Rachel. Yaakov now sees Rachel. Bat Lavan, daughter of Lavan. Achi imo, sister of his mother. V'tzon Lavan, achi imo. V'yigash Yaakov. Yaakov. Vayigash Yaakov. Now Vayigash, we see when Parshas Vayigash, which is the Milchama for Tefillah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vayigash is when we get to Parshas Vayigash, you'll understand Vayigash is concept of chibu, of connection. Goshna, you that went to Goshen. Goshen, where the Rashi says he made a mokum of Torah, connection of the physical of Mitzrayim, a mokum of Torah he made. That's where the Jewish people were. Vayigash Yud El Yosef. Yes? And there was the Haftarah, they became one Eitz. Eitz Yehuda and Eitz Yehuda became Eitz Echad, because Mashiach ben Yosef brings Yehuda. So Vayigash Yaakov is not a stam Vayigash. There's here to make a chibu. So what do you have? The Evan. What's the Evan? You know the story of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva saw this stone, and he saw water dropping on the stone. And it said that if water can make an impression on the stone, it can make an impression on my heart. What's stopping an impression of Torah be making in your heart? The Yetzahara. The Evin represents the Yetzahara. So Yaakov, V'yigash Yaakov, V'yagel, and he's revealing this Evin, Me'al Pia Be'er. There was a disconnect in the world. Remember we said that Yaakov had to fix. So Yaakov, it wasn't this question of strength, right? Vayashak et atzon Lavan achi imo. So there was something here that Yaakov did in removing this son. The son, right? So Rashi says, Vayigash Yaakov vayagel. What does Rashi say? Ka'adam shema'avi et apkak. He removes the bottle cap mi'al piatzluchit, from the bottle. Lo'odicha shekocho gadol. To show you this strength, but it's not like, you know, a film that the girl comes and he shows his strength. No, they're not talking about that. This Rachel Kam, Rachel represents the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. The Malchus needs to have its sustenance from what?
Torah.
From the Torah, from the Divine Presence, from the Shekhinah. It can't. There's an Evin, there's a Stima, there's a blockage. Yaakov removes that blockage, the blockage of the Yetzirah, the blockage of the Ra in the world. Yaakov is that Koach. Yaakov could, opening a bottle, Yaakov, the Bechir of us, had that Koach to remove the Ra in the world, to remove the Yetzirah, so they would feed the Malchus. That was the connection of Yaakov and Rachel. The connection of Yaakov and Rachel is a connection of the higher worlds to the Malchus. Rachel represents the Malchus. That's why, you know, you say Tikkun Chatzot, it's called Tikkun Rachel, right? The Hashpa of Rachel. Rachel represents the Malchus. Now that we know that, Yaakov, Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel. He kisses her, right? It's a very strange thing. He kisses her. He kisses her, he lifts up his voice, and he's crying. Why should he cry? What's he crying about? So Rashi says two pshatim. Pshat number one, he saw Beruach HaKodesh, she's not going to be buried with her. You know, that's what you do when you're married. You know, you get married, the day of your chasna, right? You meet the girl, the shidduchim, you're crying. What are you discussing? You know, I'm not going to be buried with you. Like no one cares two hoots, right? You know, okay, so you know, we'll live out to 120 together. You'll be buried. Yeah, I'll be buried. Who cares? And the second shot is, he didn't have any money. Why? Because Eliphaz, right, came and took all of Yaakov's money away. Mm-hmm. And Yaakov's considered like he's dead. He doesn't have any money. Hello. You know, all the good films, all the good movies, you know, the love stories, right? Who cares about money? Well, Yaakov cares here about being buried, cares here about he doesn't have money. What are we talking about? So this is the vote. Yaakov's going into Golas. Yaakov's going into Golas, the third Golas. He doesn't have physical sustenance. he has to deal with Golas without any physical sustenance. He's going now to Lavan. The first thing Lavan looks for him is money. He kisses him, maybe he has Margaliot in his mouth, right? That's Lavan looking for. That's it. What is this whole thought? What is this whole thought? What's this money about? What is this money about? And what is this burial? So let me explain. We see that we learn, and I explained this to you, I think, before. We learn, I'm going to explain it quickly. Kesed Kiddushin, we learn from Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephron, right? That means marriage, we learn from that you can buy a woman, marry with Kesed. We learn that with where Sarah was buried. And we see that burial is connection to marriage. We learn the Gzeirah Shavah. It means that Chazal connects it. Why is there a connection? Because the purpose of Kiddushin is the zivug, the connecting of two souls. When a person dies, his soul is separate from his guf. When you're buried together, the two half souls are connected. They're not connected, they're not separated anyway from the guf. They become completely one. That's why we bury a husband and wife together. They're divorced, we don't bury them together. If they're married, we bury them together. You with me? They're completely connected. The purpose of Kiddushin is to reach that spiritual connection which happens after death. When Yaakov saw that Rachel wasn't going to be buried with him, he realized it wasn't going to be a complete connection to the Malchus. And that's the same thing with money. What does it mean, money? Why would he didn't have money? He didn't have money to support her, to be feed her, to give to her, right? He didn't have what to sustain the Malchus, to sustain himself in Golus. Even though he had the Haftacha, it was a Haftacha of Emunah, that he was going to, Kriish Baruch was going to look after him. But he didn't go now into Golus with any sustenance. It means Yaakov's Golus, the final Golus, is a Golus from Klal Yisrael that will be tested financially. And we see that, the Kaf Yericho, right? With the fight with Esav. His fight with Esav, he touches him. This is Chazal. He touches him with Kaf Yericho, he touches him on his loins. Loins, Chazal says, Tom Chay Deraisa, the people supporting Torah. Yaakov is not going to get support in the end of days. There's not going to be people supporting Torah. Yaakov's going to have to learn Torah with Mesiras Nefesh without physical support. That means he is going to have to reveal the spiritual world without any physical support from the spiritual world, without any financial support.